Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, Beef Checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movie marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season. So literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
Well, surprisingly large amount of corn and grain sorghum exports has been a highlight of 2020 for the U.S. Grains Council. That's according to CEO and President Ryan LeGrand. U.S. Grains Council is a nonprofit organization that promotes the global use of U.S. barley, corn, grain sorghum, and related products. The biggest change this year, LeGrand said, has been the exports of corn and grain sorghum really taken off.
Corn exports right now, we have 35 million tons of export sales on the books today, and that's compared to about 12.5 million tons at the same time last year. So we're just off to a tremendous start compared to last year. And then you go to sorghum, another grain that the U.S. Grains Council markets overseas. We're sitting at 3.8 million metric tons of sales right now compared to 820,000 tons at the same time last year. So that's just really jumped out as a bright spot in all this negative news that we're hearing.
Working on trade issues and building relationships to keep markets open and build new markets is important to the U.S. Grains Council. Moving forward into 2021, LeGrand said they've worked with the previous administrations to make sure that agriculture gets a fair shake and that they understand biotech products.
And I think the incoming administration will work well for U.S. Ag. The current administration has done a fantastic job for U.S. Ag, as we all know, too. But, you know, we've got to look forward. And in looking forward, we've heard this incoming administration talk about, you know, looking inward first and making sure the United States is taken care of. And that's great. But at the same time, we've heard things like, heard them say, we have to have markets for our products. And we have to have markets overseas for our products. And the Grains Council wholeheartedly agrees with that approach. And we'll be working with them to open and defend our markets around the world.
The current administration has done a great job for agriculture, and LeGrand says he does think the next administration will do a good job too. Well, outgoing House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson has some concerns regarding President-elect Joe Biden's transition as it relates to agriculture. In a letter to the General Services Administration, the Minnesota Democrat says, I write to express my concerns about the impacts to farmers, ranchers, and consumers from the lack of a timely presidential transition process. While the delayed transition is now underway, the impacts of the delay persist. Specific issues mentioned by Peterson include the Department of Ag's ongoing work with meat and poultry plants amid the COVID-19 pandemic, along with the risk of African swine fever entering the United States. Other issues include outbreaks of high pathogenic avian influenza across Europe and Asia and a shortage of CO2 production impacting meatpacking plants. Peterson states, dedicated civil service staff in the USDA Office of Homeland Security and throughout the department are monitoring these and other crucial situations, but it will take high-level leadership and the ability to muster funding to address them. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.